In Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar's about to lose his kingdom. And before it happens, God sends him a dream, and he sees a holy one, the Bible says, coming down from heaven. Here's what happens when that holy one comes down, now in Daniel 4 and verse 14. He cried aloud and said thus, "Chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get out from under it and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beasts on the grass of the earth." A lot of the modern-day cults help people accept their strange beliefs with manipulative tools like harsh treatment and sleep deprivation. One relatively well-known cult from the last few decades gathers would-be converts in a hotel meeting room for a weekend, strictly controlling their every move for the next 48 or 72 hours. Attendees are told when they can go to the restroom. They're told when they can sleep and when they can eat, and of course, they usually don't get enough of any of those things. And then the people are verbally berated and belittled in front of the group in an effort to tear down their personality. Why? Well, if you can get rid of someone's old value system and make people tired and confused, you can replace their old beliefs with your new ones. And that's how lots of cults get the job done. But I want you to notice the difference between those kinds of manipulative tactics and the way God works with people to change their hearts. Nebuchadnezzar had gotten too big for his britches. His accomplishments had gone to his head, and so the very same God who gave him his kingdom now takes him down a notch or two. In a dream, Nebuchadnezzar hears the order to cut down the tree, a symbol of God taking away his might and power. The king is about to lose anything and everything that makes him think he's utterly self-made and self-sufficient. But at the same time, God doesn't take away the essence of who Nebuchadnezzar is. "Leave the stump and roots," the angel says, "and put a band of iron around it." You see, God wasn't interested in destroying the king. It wasn't like a cult exercise that tries to remove every last trace of your personality. God wants to take who you are right at this moment and work with that. Sometimes he might have to do a little pruning, allow a little hardship to get rid of the stuff that makes us think we're self-made people. But at the very same time, God is very much interested in who you are. He loves you because you're you. Now, compare that to cults or other world religions where people are robbed of their personality, asked to sacrifice individuality for the sake of some sort of nebulous cosmic consciousness. That's not the God of the Bible. He doesn't ask us to be absorbed into collective consciousness or anything like that. He simply wants to take who you are right now and mold it into something incredible and beautiful for the kingdom of God. Nebuchadnezzar had once been a powerful tree because God brought him to that point. Now his ego had swelled to amazing proportions, so God simply backs him up and starts him over again. But he is still the same Nebuchadnezzar. And the same thing happens to us. Once in a while, God allows things to help us prune away the stuff that will keep us from becoming everything we're supposed to be. And serving that kind of God, of course, is always going to be a better way to live.